Exclusive. J.D. Vance closing argument, Kamala Harris broke it, Donald Trump will fix it. By Hannah Knudsen on November 2, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris broke it, and former President Donald Trump will fix it, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, laying out the closing argument for the campaign just days ahead of the election. The closing case for the Trump-Vance ticket is very simple, Vance began. Kamala Harris broke it. Donald Trump will fix it, he said before providing several examples Americans know all too well. On the economy, groceries and housing are way too unaffordable. Kamala Harris did that. Donald Trump will fix it. On the border, we've got way too much fentanyl. Way too much violent crime coming across that wide-open southern border. Kamala Harris broke it, and Donald Trump will fix it. And if you want to pay lower prices for groceries, if you want to live in a secure society, if you want to have a safe and secure southern border, then you've got to vote for Donald J. Trump because Kamala Harris, as much as she pretends to be a candidate of change, she is the sitting vice president, Vance said, reminding the American people that she has been in the White House alongside President Joe Biden for the last nearly 4 years. She has caused the very problems that most Americans are frustrated by. We're not going to fix them by doing more of the same. We're going to fix them by getting Donald J. Trump back in the White House, Vance said, blasting Harris for attempting to fool the American people by distancing herself from Biden. That strategy, Vance said, will not work. This is a lie at the heart of her campaign. It's that she has nothing to do with Joe Biden. Even though she's the sitting vice president, she has nothing to do with the trillions of dollars of new spending. Even though she cast the deciding vote on that new spending. And she has nothing to do with the wide-open southern border. Even though she was appointed as the border czar, the vice presidential hopeful said. All of the problems of the country's governance the last 4 years. Her handwriting is all over it, he said, noting that Biden and Harris have bragged that she was the critical person in making certain policies happen. But they have since had to tone down those points after realizing that those policies they were touting are unpopular. Listen. Breitbart Middle.Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., November 2, 2024. She's trying to run away from the sitting president, even though she's his vice president and has been the entire administration, Vance said, describing the situation as in some ways, it's the most audacious thing that we've seen in the history of American politics. Vance drew a stark contrast, noting that Trump throughout his campaign has been talking about his record, proudly standing on it. He's talking about the fact that when he was president, inflation was at 1.5% when he was president. The border was secure. When he was president, take-home pay was rising as fast as it had in 40 years. And he talks about these things both because they're true, but because when you've had a position of incredible power and responsibility, you should be honest with the American people about what you did. The senator said, describing it as utterly shocking that Harris claims to have good ideas that simply have not been implemented, despite being in office for the last nearly 4 years. It suggests that she's just fundamentally dishonest. I think the good thing is that the American people are waking up to this. If you look 2 months ago, there was some evidence that the media love fest for Kamala Harris and all of her dishonesty was starting to sort of make some headways with the American people. But now, folks generally recognize, oh, she's not the candidate of change. She's the sitting vice president. Oh, she's not going to like fix the spending and the border. She, in fact, helped break the spending and the border. And so the American people are waking up to it. And thank God for that because we really can't afford another 4 years of Kamala Harris's leadership, Vance added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.